the preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do.
Welcome to the show, folks.
We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine.
As we listen here to our opening, we've been listening to for so long, Hank Williams Jr. singing A Country Boy Can Survive. And he includes therein all you country girls as well. And what's Hank Williams Jr.? I just thought during the beginning here, look him up. Randall Hank Williams. I never knew his first name, Randall. Like Rand Paul, born May 26, 1949, also known as Bocephus. And let's see what he's up to now. And I got to see him. Amazing. I got to see Hank Williams Jr. Live here in Grand Forks, North Dakota. How many months ago? Just a few months ago. And what a concert. What a performer. And born in Shreveport, Louisiana. But let's see what he's up to now. What is he up to now? Oh, here's tragedy in his life. His daughter, Catherine Williams Dunning, the only one of Williams' five children not to pursue a career in music, died on June 13, 2020, in a car crash at the age of 27. His son, Shelton Williams, performs as Hank Williams III. His other children, Holly Williams, Hillary Williams, and Sam Williams, are also musicians. As is his grandson, Coleman Williams, Hank III's son, who performs under the sobriquet of Four, Hank Williams IV. His wife, Mary Jane, died on March 22, 2022. Mary Jane was 58 years old. How about his politics? Well, Williams has been politically involved with the Republican Party. For the 2000 U.S. presidential election, he re-recorded his song, We Are Young Country, and he's performed at a bunch of Republican functions. In November of 2008, Hank Williams Jr. considered a run for the 2012 Republican nomination as a U.S. Senator from Tennessee. Williams ultimately did not run. And (laughs) Williams continued to make his opinions of President Obama known, and during a performance at the Iowa State Fair in August of 2012, he called Obama a Muslim, telling the crowd, "We've got a Muslim president who hates farming, hates the military, hates the U.S., and we hate him." Oh, good for you, Hank Williams Jr. There you go. But his current plans, we don't know. And he's now, how old is he? He's basically born when I was born. What the heck? He's 73 years old. He's just a few months younger than I am. 73 years old, and I'll bet you he's performing. Let's see if he's got a website down here. I'll bet you he's still performing at a theater near you. Where's his website? His official website, son of a gun, there it is. Official website. Hank Williams Jr. Tour. He's got a new album coming out called Rich White Honky Blues. here are the upcoming shows. He's got like a spring tour coming up. May 12th in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. I'll just list you here. These are towns he's performing in. Orange Beach, Alabama, Tampa, Florida, Alpharetta, Georgia, Cincinnati, Ohio, Burgettstown, Pennsylvania, Maryland, Heights, Maryland, Noblesville, Indiana, Ridgefield, Washington, Auburn, Washington, Nampa, Idaho, Whitefish, Montana, Irvine, California, Murphy's, California, and Bangor, Maine. And he might even have more dates coming up here. He's going to be performing at all those places. And let me tell you, his show is not kind of some kind of an old man's relaxed, laid-back, out-of-energy show. He is on fire. He makes the young people in his band look like they're out of breath trying to keep up with him. And he has some oldsters in his band, too, who are just as lively. So there you go. Hank Williams Jr., still going strong. And we don't have many, you know, so many of our greats are gone, of our iconic singers. So here's one that he opens the show every night. And he peppers the remainder of the music with such songs as the song he sings with Gretchen. Actually, he doesn't pepper those songs. That's Merle. Merle. And Merle is gone. Merle's looking down on us, and we hope we do him justice tonight on the show, looking down at us from his perch in that great Grand Ole Opry in the sky. All right, so if you want to call in tonight from wherever you are, in the sky or otherwise, 512-248-8252. How do you like that? 512-248-8252. You can call in. And I'm of the same opinion I held last night, that things are going well. I'm looking at all the different trend lines for us. I'll give an example of a trend line that's going well. On this show, we've been asking folks to please, please don't self-inject yourself with the clot shot, and do yourself a favor. Well, I don't know how many thousands of people among you took our advice, but thank you. And it turns out our advice was correct. It was sufficient just out of an abundance of caution. If you're being asked to take an injection of an untested substance, an abundance of caution would dictate, hey, I'm gonna wait on that, doc. you know, until you get that thing tested. How about it? Just for kicks and jiggles, let's test it before we inject it into people, children. But anyway, those of you who took that advice, you've been rewarded. Because here we have the latest headline is that the FAA is trying to hide the fact that pilots have suffered severe heart damage. Now, what did they do to the pilots, all these cowards who run the commercial airlines? Cowards, I say, all of them. They forced these incredibly competent professionals who are airline pilots, they forced them at the cost of their career to take the clot shot. I talk about sick. Forcing a grown man who's lived his life and served his country, for many of them are military, retired military pilots, to force them to take the clot shot to continue in their profession they love, to which they've dedicated their whole lives. What cowardly bastards these people who run our corporations are. Just pukes, just bowls of jelly. I hope they all took the clot shot. They probably didn't. It turns out, sadly, that thousands of pilots have damaged hearts now. And this damage is lifelong. So severe is this damage that the FAA has lowered its heart test standards to keep your pilot to stay in the cockpit. They've lowered that standard. Let's go to Steve Kirsch, actually. He's the hero who has done the most truth-telling. Steve Kirsch. Okay, here's the story right here. Now, if you're not familiar with the name Steve Kirsch, do yourself a favor. Learn about Steve Kirsch, K-I-R-S-C-H. FAA quietly admits many pilots are now experiencing abnormal EKGs. What's that, electrocardiogram? Steve Kirsch has shared a very eye-opening and rather disturbing Substack newsletter involving the FAA. That's where you find Steve Kirsch at Substack. Pilots and abnormal EKGs. Three things you never want to hear about in succession. FAA, pilots, and abnormal EKGs. And what Steve reveals about what he says is really going on behind the scenes. What is really going on should have everyone very concerned. So here Steve Kirsch writes, in the October 22 version of the FAA Guide for Aviation Medical Examiners, the FAA quietly widened the EKG parameters beyond the normal range from a PR max, some of you may understand this medical lingo, a PR max of 0.2 to unlimited. And they didn't widen the range by a little. They widened it by a lot. It was done after the vaccine rollout. This is extraordinary. They did it hoping nobody would notice. It worked for a while. Nobody caught it. But you can't hide these things for long. This is a tacit admission from the U.S. government that the COVID vaccine has damaged the hearts of our pilots. Now, you kind of need a guy in that cockpit there, or gal, with a really solid heart. Just saying. Not just a few pilots, a lot of pilots, and a lot of damage. The cardiac harm, of course, is not limited to pilots. My best guess right now, writes Steve Kirsch, is that over 50 million Americans sustained some amount of heart damage from the shot. Let that sink in. And that's very sad, and it's very sad for some of you hearing my voice, that Steve Kirsch is saying, some of you, obviously, we must have some people in such a large population who are listening to this show have gotten heart damage. That's a lot of people who will be very upset when they realize the vaccine they took to reduce their chance of dying from COVID actually worked in reverse, making it, one, more likely that they would get COVID, two, that they would be hospitalized from COVID and other diseases, three, that they would die from COVID and other diseases, and four, they would have an excellent chance of getting a lifetime of heart damage for no extra charge. He's not being funny there. And the kicker is that you can't sue them for negligence. They fix the law, so none of them are liable. The doctors, the drug companies, or the government. After all, you took the vaccine of your own free will, right? It's not like you were forced or coerced, right, to take it or anything like that. Like, you know, you can't go to school, you can't come to class, you can't come to your job, you can't do this, the other, you can't be a pilot, can't be in the military. Nobody's coercing you. If you don't take this shot of your own free will, if you don't take this shot, we're just going to give you a dishonorable discharge. We're going to cancel your military pension and benefits. We're going to bust your rank. Come on. You're a free man, right? It's a free country. And of course, now, God bless Donald Trump, who has promised all of you military out there who got all of that abusive treatment from your own government, he's going to reverse and undo all that abuse. He's going to restore your rank. He's going to cancel your dishonorable discharge. He's going to reinstate you in the military if you like that. He's going to give you all of your back pay, all of your lost pay with back pay, and that would include interest. So that's some reparation. And there were plenty of people warning you not to take the shots, even though they censored most of them. No, they censored, you know, they only left the little guys like me. They left me alone. But the big guys who were telling you not to take the shot, now they were getting, well, of course, who knows? Maybe we're getting censored and don't even know it. That's the interesting trick about the modern censorship, is that you're being censored, you don't even know it. You're being shadow banned and such things, phenomena in which they are, what's the term they're using? What's the subtle word they're using? There's a word where they're de-emphasizing you. De-amplifying you. De-amplifying you. In other words, if you are on the internet and you are going many places, your voice, for instance, my voice right now is on the internet. It's spreading on the internet. Well, how do you de-amplify Kelso? Well, you leave him on there. So, you know, he still thinks he has a radio show, but strange, funny thing. A lot of people have trouble getting the show or can't get the show. Oh, it's de-amplified. Or people copy and record the show and people can't get those copies. Hey, keep copying. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
For the first time since its inception, RBN is offering a limited opportunity to you, the listener, to join our quest. You will be provided an effective platform on both internet and satellite broadcasting, and also gain the opportunity to both share your creativity with our producers and voice your message with thousands of patriots. Interested? Call 800-724-2719, extension 3, for details.
Biden takes classified documents seriously. I'm Peter Serafine with this week's Liberty Minute and a reminder to use code LIGHTHOUSE at mystore.com to save money on American-made products from American companies. President Biden takes classified documents so seriously that he had at least one in his garage. Just for a minute, let's forget that a former vice president shouldn't have classified materials. Let's ignore the hypocrisy of Biden's statements regarding Trump having classified materials at Mar-a-Lago, where there are Secret Service. What I want to know is, why were attorneys clearing out an office at the UPenn think tank? Lawyers cost hundreds of dollars an hour. Two guys and a truck would have been infinitely cheaper. Were the lawyers there because they expected to find something like this? Maybe the attorneys were there just so that there would be attorney-client privilege in place. The presence of lawyers doing a job that a couple of teenagers could do is intriguing, to say the least. Now that the story is out, I have many questions, but the White House press secretary has refused to answer a single one put to her. Hopefully, the new special counsel will have better luck. Find more news and commentary at liberty-whitehouse.com. Until next time, Sivas Pashem, Parabellum.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org. And click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
We're back, folks, and I'm reading up on our hearts. The PR rate, the PR interval, represents the first part of a heartbeat, and it's measured in seconds or milliseconds. And each interval, each time lapse, delay, shows cardiologists how well the electrical impulses generated in heart pacemaker cells pass through the upper chamber of the heart, chambers, the atria, and arrive at the lower chambers, the ventricles. Any abnormal result will tell medical professionals that a problem exists within the atria. So how quickly does the electrical signal pass from the atria to the ventricles? And the normal range is 120 to 200 milliseconds. So how long it takes that to get. Now the FAA has quietly increased that to 300 milliseconds. 200 was the limit. Now it's 300. That, to me, the way my fifth grade math tells me that's a 50% increase, 50% relaxation of their standard. Let's go back to Steve Kirsch. He says this. He says, on October 24th, 2022, the FAA quietly, without any announcement at all, gee, they wouldn't be trying to keep it secret, would they? Widened the electrocardiogram, EKG, requirements necessary for pilots to be able to fly. The PR, I still don't know what PR stands for, but a measure of heart function used to be in the range of 120 to 200 milliseconds, or 0.12 to 0.2 seconds. It is now 120 to 300. And he writes, I don't know why he writes this, potentially even higher. This is a very wide range. It accommodates people who have cardiac injury. So the standard used to be we only want people flying our planes who don't have any cardiac injury symptoms. But now that's okay with the FAA. You're probably wondering why the FAA did that. Well, Steve Kirsch believes it is because they knew if they kept the original range, too many pilots would have to be taken out of the cockpit. And here's some examples here of pilots who died in their in the cockpit. Some examples of that around the world. This is going on. And then he says, this is Steve Kirsch writing, there are several clues that are consistent with it was the vaccine and not COVID. One, they were quiet about it. If it was COVID, you can be public. But the vaccine is supposed to be safe. Two, the timing, October 2022 is late for COVID. If it was due to COVID, it would have happened well before now. They can make changes every month. Three, the vaccine creates far more injury to the heart than COVID, which creates no added risk. And then he gives an example of a large Israeli study of 196,000 people of unvaccinated adults after COVID infection, who showed no heart injury. Four, anecdotally, cardiologists only started to notice the damage post-vaccine. And five, all the sudden deaths started post-vaccine. So this is Steve Kirsch, who's on this. And then Steve Kirsch writes, I'm interested to hear how you feel about that. Should pilots disclose their vaccination status to the public? This is definitely a hotbed issue with many layers and sides, and this information is very disturbing and certainly won't help to calm any nervous would-be flyers out there. Now, I think what they'll go to is not a pilot and a co-pilot, airlines that are already going bankrupt, shutting down, flying's getting very iffy. Maybe now they'll go to a pilot, co-pilot number one, and co-pilot number two. They'll have three pilots. They'll put in a little, what do you call a little seat? You put a child in. They'll put a little child seat behind the co-pilot and put another pilot in there. He can jump in when the other two guys die. We'll be right back.
The truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste by going to rbnhemppaste.com. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules. Like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Listen, news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
Why don't we liberate these United States? We're the ones who need it worst. Let the rest of the world help us for change, and let's rebuild America first.
Our highways and bridges are falling apart. Who's
We're back, folks.
Who has been cursed?
And let me just read you a bit about Steve Kirsch. And let him be a beacon a beacon showing you what the real heroes in our cause are like. Hi, I'm Steve Kirsch. This is from stevekirsch.substack.com. So the location where he posts is called Substack. And unfortunately, there's a paywall on his Substack, and that's so he can function, so he can get some income. It's $5 a month or $50 a year. And most of us can't afford to pay for paywalls. So, but anyway, the Steve Kirsch articles appear out there in the public press, quoted extensively. Maybe I should join his paywall. But in any event, Steve Kirsch, he's one of the heroes. He says, "Hi, I'm Steve Kirsch. I used to be a high-tech serial entrepreneur before retiring at age 64. And I think what that behind that statement is the fact that he was a very successful businessman and inventor and so on. I used to believe that the FDA, National Institutes of Health, and Centers for Disease Control were honest organizations. I trusted them. I am doubly vaxxed with Moderna as of March 29th, 2021. That's almost yesterday, folks. That's almost just shy of 2 years ago. He got doubly vaxxed with Moderna. He trusted these people. A lot of you can identify with that. A month later, now this guy was a prominent scientist who believed the NIH, believed the CDC, believed the FDA. A month later, after he got vaxxed, doubly vaxxed, I started hearing stories from my friends who reported relatives who died, or they themselves became permanently disabled. So I looked into it. And the more I looked, the more appalled I became. On May 25th, 2021, that's just 6 weeks after he got vaccinated, I wrote a 250-page article for Trial Site News entitled, "Should You Get Vaccinated?" A week later, all the scientists on my advisory board resigned, most of them saying I was a menace to society and never to contact them again. I asked them if I made a mistake. They declined to answer. So much for open scientific debate to resolve differences. That's gone. And then he expands here. On May 26, 2021, this is 6 weeks after he got vaccinated, there for the very first time, we learned that the vaccine, in data from the Japanese government, the vaccine doesn't stay in your arm, but transits to all parts of your body to create inflammation and blood clotting everywhere. It's supposed to, he and others who got the vaccine were told it's just going to stay at the vaccination site there in the muscle tissue. It's not going to migrate to the rest of your body. They were lied to. I was the one who tipped off Robert Malone. Now, that there's a interesting fact right there. I was the one who tipped off Robert Malone. Now, who are the great heroes of our time right now? Peter McCullough is one of them. Robert Malone is one of them. You've got to get his book, Lies My Government Told Me. I've got my copy right here, Lies My Government Told Me. So who tipped off Robert Malone? It was this same Steve Kirsch. Let me interrupt. I'll come back to this text in a moment, but let me say hi to James in Vancouver. James, are you there?
No.
You're not there?
Yes. I'm here.
Okay.
I'm here. Can you hear me?
You are here. Okay. Well, good for you. That's excellent. All right.
I'm checking out Steve Kirsch here.
Yeah, he's hard to check. Yeah. He's unfortunately, his, you know, because he's got to support the activity, his Substack is behind a $5 a month paywall.
Right.
maybe I ought to give up.
He invented the optical mouse.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. I forgot his prominence. Folks, you're using a mouse
a
right now. I mean, I don't care where you are. You are using an optical mouse right now. And even if you're flying in an airplane, the guy who invented that optical mouse is Steve Kirsch. I forgot. And that's just one of his many inventions. But he made
a lot of
money.
Master of Science in Electrical Engineering and Computer Science from the Massachusetts Institute of Technology.
No shabby institution, that.
Hey, you know, my classmate was the president of that university for a while.
Nice. Nice. Yeah. Well, no wonder you like this show.
Well, but he I don't go to his house for cups of sugar, so don't worry. Okay. Well, he and I didn't get along in school. We didn't get along.
Well, anyway, you were running with a fast crowd.
Hey, you got it. Yeah.
There you go.
And James has a commercial pilot license too. Uh-huh. And James didn't take the shot either. So.
Okay, excellent. Let's see now. Through the magic, using his optical mouse there, Mike, our engineer and producer, he might be able to bring in Wayne in Texas into this conversation in a three-way mix. Can you do that, Mike?
Hi, good evening, James.
Hey, Wayne, look at this. Hi. Look at the magic here at the Republic Broadcasting Network, thanks to the magician, the master magician himself, Mike, in Round Rock, Texas. That's where you're sending your support, folks. Here you have two geniuses and a moron at the same time, James and Wayne, who are the two geniuses, and then the moron, which is Kelso.
That's not true. You have a high IQ, I heard.
It's all wasted. Apparently, it's all wasted on me, though, James.
You never know.
Yeah. There you go, folks. Three cool cats, as the song goes. There are some real heroes, and Steve Kirsch is one of my. I told you, I'm a moron. I forgot he invented the optical mouse. But he says, let me read on just a bit more from this guy. He says, all of his scientist friends abandoned him, and he says, I'm the guy who alerted Robert Malone. So, and by the way, Robert Malone also went and submitted to the vaccine. Well, except it's not a vaccine, the gene therapy. He got the shot. So imagine the honesty of these guys who are writing about something. They're saying, "Hey, look, I was an idiot. I got the gene therapy. My heart has been damaged. I've been damaged, and now because I have a conscience and I have integrity, I am informing you, the public, that you got screwed." And of course, I think one thing we can expect from these guys, since they are doctors and they are scientists, is that as they come up with ways to counteract this gene therapy, the COVID-19 shots, the clot shot, they will let us all know. That's one reason to stay plugged into them, not only to just to find out how bad the whole thing is, but also to find out what we can do to heal from the clot shot. And that implies to us pure bloods, as some people now call themselves, those of us who didn't get the shot. I'm a pure blood.
But along those lines, I wanted to point out that just today, AJ had Dr. Judy Mikovits on. I think it's like Mikovitz. But she, in fact, was doing a seminar this evening on how to detox from the clot shot. And I think her website is the real drjudymikovits.com. But folks could search that to see if they could, if that's correct or not. But I think she is one of the leaders right now trying to figure out ways to work through the effects of the clot shot, as well as people like McCullough and Dr. Tenpenny, who were right on from the start about what was going on. And one thing that prompted me to call was earlier this week, Fox had a doctor on. Her name is Dr. Nishawat. And she was one of the doctors who was early on in COVID was telling people to get vaxxed, get boosted. And she had to admit today that I think it was the CDC had overestimated COVID deaths by a factor of at least 50% back in the day when they were scaring the crap out of people to go out and get the shot. And so that's one of the things that's turning around now. And she even admitted on air that people were getting coming in the hospital, possibly dying from gunshots and car accidents. But if they tested positive for COVID, it went down as a COVID death. And that's the kind of chicanery we saw and the misrepresentation and fraud involved this whole thing. So this should be a lot of heads roll before this is all over based on that kind of.
This particular person I'm familiar with, I watched her, I saw her, I endured her nonsense many times on Fox. Dr. Nisha Watt, folks, Dr. Nisha Watt, what a sack of garbage this person is, and lack of integrity. But now, if you would spell for us again, how do you spell that Dr. Judy Mikovich? How do you spell her last name?
Yeah, I'm kind of guessing here, but I think it's M-I-K-O-V-I-T-Z, Mikovits.
Mikovits. Okay, well, I'm going to look this person up because that's what we want, folks. We want detox, formulas for detoxing. And now this applies to, I mentioned myself as a purebred, tongue-in-cheek, folks, because us purebloods don't get too comfortable, folks, because apparently what we're learning is that those people who were unfortunate enough, and it was most of us who got the clot shots, are shedding the spike proteins that the clot shot causes you to manufacture inside your body. They're shedding their proteins. They're shedding the vaccine, the gene therapy. They're shedding it all over everywhere, and we all are getting it. So we're getting vaccinated, even though we didn't get vaccinated.
Yeah.
So we're all going to get to hold hands and jump together, because we're all we're all getting this at the same time. So we're going to very much need people like Dr. Peter McCullough, who are going to tell us what to eat and what to do and things, therapies that we can do, because we didn't escape this thing. And the
what does Mikovits say we should do? Did she say?
Well, she was doing a seminar this evening.
Yeah.
So I would imagine either on InfoWars or maybe Rumble or something. You have to do some checking, but I think she was doing a live seminar at 7 o'clock Central this evening. So, James, one other point along the lines of getting infected with the mRNA. I've read reports where there's suspicions now it's showing up in the food or will be showing up. So some of the store-bought food could very well be containing some of these mRNA additives in the food itself. So it may prove best to folks to search out a local farmer or somewhere where they know exactly what's contained in the food.
I hope they don't recommend that we stop eating.
Mikovits has got an S on the end of it. Mikovits has got an S on the end of it, not a Z.
Okay.
Well, yeah, I'm going to look that up, and I'll try.
I'm looking at her now.
You gentlemen, too. You're the two smart guys in the conversation. Let's report anything we hear on things that people can do to this. What I'm hearing is that that report that it's appearing in food. It was Dr. Robert Malone who's putting that report out. And remember, folks, he's also a genius. He is the inventor of the messenger ribonucleic acid mRNA technology, which was developed by DARPA, the Defense Advanced Research Project. He's the guy who did that work. And he went out there and rolled up his sleeve and got the shot twice. And he's the one who's reporting.
Now, Why did he do that, James? But it's his invention. He should know what it's going to do.
I hear you there. But he like Steve Kirsch, he trusted the establishment to enough anyway that he thought, okay, big mistake. That's true, big mistake. But I mean, this is a guy who's he's smart, way, way, way smarter than I am, and so is Steve Kirsch.
Yeah.
And yet they went and got the shot. So all of you out there who got the shot, don't feel bad. You're in good company, a really smart company.
By the way, I'm fact-checking here. You don't call it the president of Massachusetts Institute of Technology. It's the chancellor.
So, oh, yes.
And he
yes.
was the fifth chancellor. There, I said it. Go ahead.
Yes, and so these are really smart people who, but fortunately, a few of them have appeared, like Malone and Kirsch and McCulloch, who and others, they who are telling the truth. Now let's bring it home here to the Trump Phenomenon radio show. Of course, our namesake, Donald John Trump, he is like he's with me. He's with the guys who didn't go to MIT, although he did go to an Ivy League school, University of Pennsylvania. The Wharton School of Finance, the top school of finance in the country. But at the Wharton School of Finance, they don't do much biochemistry. So fortunately for us, the president did not. And think of it. Even Malone, even Kirsch took the injection. So at the time when the whole thing was being billed as Operation Warp Speed, and sadly, our champion was taking credit for that, I don't know how he works his way out of this, or what the right approach is. But he needs to come, come to Jesus, and he's gonna have to say, you know what, Operation Warp Speed was a big fat mistake, and I was lied to. We were all lied to, and he needs to just say we got screwed. At some point, he has to do that, and I don't know. I'm not faulting him for not having done it. I'm not faulting him for having gotten screwed. And I can say I didn't get screwed, but
yeah.
But there's the thing is, I'm an anti-vaxxer. I'm an anti-vaxxer going back 20, 30, 40, 50 years. So
go back to Jonas Salk. It started there.
Yeah, but
dying of cancer. Soft tissue cancer, SV40 virus, right? This has been going on a long time with these boys.
Well, but now this mRNA, this is, see, one reason that Malone and Kirsch trusted these people is that heretofore, the vaccines, whatever kind of a argument there was against vaccines, which I've partaken of that, but that's different from mRNA. Gene therapy. This is something that is not exposure exposure to a mitigated or a killed virus to which your body develops an immunity. No, this is something that actually messes with your genetics. It actually changes the gene code in your body. This is new. This is different. You're right. Malone shouldn't have trusted it. Kirsch shouldn't have trusted it. It's unproven. By the way, this whole technology, the whole idea of using mRNA technology, which is not designed for this purpose, that has never been tried on people. This is amazing. Not only was this mRNA injection not tested on people, it's never been tested for any reason. It's never been tested. Now, that's just unforgivable. So, unfortunately, here we are, and hopefully the we'll never do it again. Hopefully, by the way, all these guys, Malone, Kirsch, McCulloch, they're all advocating that all of this mRNA gene therapy clot shot be removed from the market, all of it destroyed. And yet right now you can turn on your TV or your radio and you'll see ad spots put on TV. Come to your local blah, blah, blah dispensary where you can get a free, you can get a free COVID-19 shot for you and your little children, too. You know, I mean, this is disgusting that this is still going on. And the president.
Well, there was just a story on a 2-year-old little girl that just died because her moron mother and father took her to get a COVID shot. I think the next day they did like a flu shot or some kind of combination within a couple of days. And then she died, you know, almost very, very shortly after that. So that shows you the idiocy of some of these parents thinking they were doing the right thing. And I know back in about a year or so ago, we were involved in some protests, and we were at a couple elementary schools, and you could not believe the people who were so fearful of the unknown that they were going to march their kids in their to get shots. I mean, it was unbelievable. We turned around about half a dozen people, but it must have been about 100 parents went marching into that auditorium to get their kids the COVID shots, and who in the hell knows what happened now.
Yeah, this is terrible. This is tragic, and it is a horror story. It's terrible, and all of you, anybody out there who is involved with this, if you were someone who took your kids in, I'll tell you what, James in Vancouver and Wayne in Texas, we're not gloating or making fun of you, because when your government lies to you as deeply and terrorizes you as thoroughly as they have been doing, you are forgiven making a mistake. We've all made mistakes, and the thing to do is all of us get together and fight back and fight these bastards that do this, these lying people who knew. They knew this Anthony Fauci and this Deborah Birx and the people at Pfizer, this Puke Bourla who runs Pfizer. You know, he knew he should be put up on treason and murder charges. He's a serial killer. And
well, there's the Pentagon, there's the military. They know about this, and I think Fauci works for the military. You can't get into those labs unless you've got a military clearance, I don't think.
Correct.
Come to check on.
Right. That these people right. need to answer for this to you and to me, and also to Donald Trump. And they'll eventually, it's too soon yet, but watch it, folks. It's coming. As the people start, as the how harmful the vaccine is starts to show up, they're going to pin it on Donald Trump. And sadly, people in our own movement are going to do the same thing. They're going to say, no, Trump, no, he's out. No, he's involved with the vaccine. No,
well,
folks, he got screwed.
That's what they want everybody to do. That's what they want, you see. The Fauci lied to Trump. The military lied to Trump. They were always lying to Trump. See, you could see it.
Right. And then they will pin it on Trump. And then, sadly, some of us in our movement, we will peel away from our own movement and we'll blame Trump for that for which he can't be blamed, folks. At the time that Trump signed on with us, think about this for a second. I don't care who you come up with. Anybody, any politician or political figure who is a heroic figure, like the president of Hungary, Viktor Orban got screwed. He was out there saying that, you know, let's get everybody in Hungary vaccinated and so on. There's no question Viktor Orban's
a patriot. Well, they threatened them. Though, James, they threatened them. Trump was threatened. Orban was threatened. This is how bad it is.
Yeah. Well, all right. Well, to be continued. We'll continue with this discussion in tomorrow night's episode or future episodes here in the Trump Clubhouse. But other than that horrendous mistake, everything's going peachy keen in the Trump movement. And here we are at the end of January, looking forward to the first Trump rally of the 2024 campaign. Well, I'll see you again here tomorrow night. Thank you, Wayne. Thank you, James. So long, folks.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Carrie: great product, and I will continue to use. I've been taking it for over a year now. I'm 60 and feel great. I would highly recommend this product to anyone over the age of 40. Amazon customer, 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. Extendivite has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Great product. I use regularly, and I rarely get sick. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network.
Because you can handle the truth.